diving into the world of Afrofuturism, steampunk, and Victorian-era imagery, is a multiple-day Juneteenth celebration hosted by the House of Afros, Capes, and Curls. These steampunk events reimagine Black culture and Black history through the lens of steampunk, with many people and cosplayers turning out to show their spin on the concept. The founder and chief innovation officer of the House of Afros, Capes, and Curls, Jade Rogers, speaks more about this Juneteenth steampunk celebration.
Everything we're going to do for Juneteenth is going to be steampunk. We are the largest steampunk event in the country that is Black-led and Black-focused. And it's been amazing to see community come out and people that have never done any kind of cosplay or have always wanted to do cosplay or are deep in the trenches of cosplay, all in the same room.
This celebration is meant to highlight Black history and important Black figures in the Victorian era through its wide range of events.
And what we wanted to do was to honor the people that survived slavery, that created Juneteenth as a celebration that would be an annual celebration to mark freedom. And we wanted to honor those people that are always overlooked. So your Frederick Douglasses, Ida B. Wells, Anna Julia Coopers, and people like that. We wanted to honor Black Victorians that were doing amazing things. The events that we have all speak to that. The first one we're doing this year is called Freedom Lab and Family Day, and that will be here at UNO in the Barbara White's Community Engagement Center. And that is a STEAM-centered event for kids, families, adults, and also a community conversation about freedom. And then in the evening, we have something for the grown folks. So it is a 21 and up vaudeville show, a steampunk vaudeville show. And that's where we have entertainers, we have artists, we have musicians, we have some dance and vendors all in the same space. And then on Sunday is the grand ball.
One such event is the Timekeepers of Timbuktu, which reimagines the world of ancient Mali through an Afrofuturist technological lens.
Last year, our theme was Victorian Wakanda. And as soon as I said it, people didn't know exactly what it was, but they got an image in their mind and they ran with it. And so the outfits that people created for that event last year were spectacular. Since we can imagine a world with Wakanda, now what if we added some place that is a real place, that there is real history that people don't often know about the libraries and the universities and the scholars and the knowledge and the science and mathematics that was flowing through ancient Mali in the city of Timbuktu.
From humble roots in the Midwest, the House of Afros, Capes, and Curls have garnered notoriety and attention from outside the state of Nebraska.
I never would have thought that it would have grown this way. Omaha has truly surprised a lot of people when they come and they see what's happening. But we're also getting a lot of national attention. We had a report from the Visitors Bureau last year that showed just how many people had come in from outside of Nebraska. This is something that has grown, and I really want more people to engage in it, but also be proud of the fact that we're doing something that no one else in the country is doing. And people across the country are noticing it and coming in for it. You can come as you are. My target is always people of color, because we're never the target in these spaces. But know that this is a fully inclusive event, and it is reflected in the people that have been coming. It is created by community, for community, and we want it to continue to grow. I really just want more people to come and engage and see.
The House of Afros, Capes, and Curls will be hosting their Juneteenth steampunk events from June 13th to June 14th. More information can be found at afroscapescurls.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.